Thanks for tuning in to the Lean 911 podcast, where you'll have a voice directly from the Gemba. I will rely on my three decades of Lean successes, as well as my failures, to answer your most challenging questions regarding your Lean transformation. I'm your host, Mark DeLuzio, President and CEO of Lean Horizons Consulting, and the principal architect of the Danaher Business System. Looking forward to your questions. Now, let's go to the Gemba. Hi, I'm Mark DeLuzio, episode 88 with the Lean 911 podcast. I want to take this episode to talk to you about a new offering that we are launching. It's called Lean Horizons Academy. You can see our new symbol behind me here, if you're looking on YouTube anyway. And I want to talk to you about why we are doing this. I mean, obviously many people would think, hey, look, you're doing it to make money. You're a consulting business. Yeah, that's part of it. But it's not the main reason why we're doing this. And I'm going to share my screen and take you through a few slides. So if you get a chance to see this on YouTube, it might be helpful for you to kind of see some of the slides that we have and all that. But anyway, I'll try to deliver this presentation without knowing that some of you may just be listening to it at this point. Okay, so let me share my screen and show you a few slides that I want to take you through. Not a lot. And Lean Horizons Academy, we're looking at this as, you know, e-learning for speed to value. Now, you might have heard me talk about this story way back when, but, you know, I've been mentored at Danaher with the originators of the Toyota Production System. In particular, Yoshiki Iwata, God rest his soul, and Chihiro Nakao. They were my primary mentors, and they were first lieutenants of Toyoshi Ono at Toyota. They developed, hands-on, the Toyota Production System. So we learned this from the horse's mouth, if you will. So the story goes like this. One night, I'm at dinner with Nakao at a Japanese restaurant. And next to me was Shimbo-san, who also passed away, as well as Iwata. And we were sitting at dinner with our interpreters, and I asked Nakao-san, I said, Nakao-san, you talk so much about Ono. And, you know, they revered Ono as a god. And I asked him this question. I said, what type of person was Toyoshi Ono? And Nakao didn't answer. And I kind of looked up, and he had tears running down his face. He was crying. And he got up from the table and he left for about 5 minutes. He came back. In the meantime, I asked Shimbo-san, I said, Shimbo-san, did I say anything wrong? You know, dumb American, you know, what did I do? He goes, Delizio-san, no, you did not say anything wrong. He was just, Nakao-san was never asked such a direct question about Ono-san. So I said, okay, well, you know, I'll have to just kind of play that one by ear. And so Nakao finally came back to the table and I didn't say a word. I was eating my sushi and drinking my sake. And after about a minute, Nakao looked at me and said, Deluzio-san, do you want to hear about Ono-san? I said, well, geez, if you don't mind. He went on for almost an hour with stories about Ono. I wish I could have recorded them. I do remember some of them. But anyway, he went on to tell me all about Ono and how he revered Ono and what kind of person he was and what kind of leader he was. And at the end of his story, he looked at me and said, Deluzio-san, you are a disciple of Ono through us. You must dedicate your life to carrying on the purity of Ono's message with the Toyota Production System. And I said, I committed back then. I said, yes, I will. Now, I'm going to be 70 years old in December. I'm recording this right now in August of 2026. So this December, I'll be 70 and I don't have to work. I could safely retire. But first of all, this whole lean movement is a passion of mine. And I became pretty good at it. And we are still, globally consulting with Lean Horizons on six different continents. We've traveled to. I'll be going to Europe again in another couple of months, in South Africa, India. So we're all over the place, and we have a pretty wide following on this podcast. I just saw some stats the other day that Lean 911 is in the top 10% of podcasts globally, not of Lean podcasts, of all podcasts. So there's a lot of you out there listening to this, and I really do thank you for that. But my whole effort of putting all this effort into this and all the time and hours I spend in the posts on LinkedIn is to get the purity of Ono's message out, because I take that commitment I made to Nikau very seriously. So this is why I do what I do. And the more I see the lean consulting industry out there go sideways on all kinds of crazy things, everybody's trying to be the next Ono or the next Deming or the next Duran or whatever, the next Shingo. I see the consulting industry self-destructing and actually causing more harm than it does good. And for an industry that's designed to take out waste in their clientele, it's got so much waste and so much what the Japanese call gone or cancer that I'm continuing to fight the battles on LinkedIn. You probably see me if you're connected to me, correcting things that are said, trying to redirect people in terms of how to think about this. I'm not saying I'm always right, by the way. Okay. I'm not saying that. But I'm more right than I am wrong. Okay. Why? Because I've made a lot of mistakes over the years, the same mistakes that are being made today. Okay. The same mistakes. And I've also had a lot of success. Of course, I'm the principal architect of the Danaher Business System. I invented what's now called lean accounting. So I do have a lot of, to use a US baseball term, a lot of at bats in a lot of different industries. And I look back at my commitment to Nikau, and I don't feel I've done the job I needed to do. I feel I let him down. I let Ono down. I let Iwata down. And somewhere along the line, Nikau asked me about 10 years ago, about 9 years ago, last time I saw Nikau, and he remembered my commitment. And he says, "You're the only one from Danaher who did what I asked them to do." Now, that's not totally true. Okay. However, I wasn't about to confuse his good story with the facts. Okay. Not at that point in time. And he even asked me to do a study mission with him to Japan. To me, that was like, Muhammad Ali asking me to be his sparring partner. COVID screwed that up. We had it all set up to go, and I was going to co-host a study mission with Nikau, and that whole thing fell down. Anyway, so I feel I let Nikau down, which I'm sitting here at the age I'm at now, saying to myself, how can I better get this message out to the people? The purity of TPS, not only the explicit knowledge, but the tacit lessons that I've learned, the hands-on lessons that put together the Danaher Business System. Okay. So this is why we created this. And as you see, this platform is actually a global platform. And I'm going to take you through a couple slides just to kind of give you a feel for what this thing looks like. Okay. And by the way, it's not lost on me that real learning happens hands-on. Okay. So yeah, you will learn from this, but you're going to see the advantage of having this in a minute. Okay, If you're looking at this slide, you'll see a computer screen with 17 courses that we have already developed on this, and we have several courses that are in the, in the queue right now to be developed. So a lot of the basic stuff: 5SL design, critical thinking skills, daily management, introduction to lean, the Kaizen process. So many people don't know how to execute a proper Kaizen. Kanban, lean accounting basics, lean boot camp, at different levels, by the way. Pokyoke, problem solving, process analysis and improvement. What about those non-manufacturing processes, right? Single minute exchange or die, or SMED, standard work, which is a fundamental strategy deployment. Some call it Hoshin Kanri. Value stream mapping, visual management, all the basics are in here, okay? And to follow, we're going to be looking at 3P and Moonshine. So we learned directly from Chihiro Nakao. He's the father of Moonshine and 3P. And his number one protege, John Boucher, works for Lean Horizons, and he is a master engineer to do this stuff. To me, he's the best I've seen in the world today. Next to Nakao, of course. We've got TPM on the in the queue, value analysis and value engineering. PSYOP. This is a missing link in a lot of companies. How do you manage your demand? Sales, inventory, operations planning. Okay. Kaizen facilitation skills, the implementation of lean accounting. Okay, so one of our courses that we have out now is called Lean Accounting Basics. But then how do you implement it? That's a whole nother course and a whole nother, conversation. And then this thing called lean governance. The Danaher business is one of the reasons that was successful was the governance that we set up with our Danaher business system. So the slide says, hey, look, inspired by Toyota, and it was, shaped by the lessons that built the Danaher business system, now available to your enterprise. 17 courses and growing. Learn anytime from anywhere. The content is available in any language you so desire. I don't care if it's Chinese, Mandarin, Arabic, you name it, we can do it in any language possible. Okay. And it talks about practical skills and real results. So when you look at what this is designed for, it's designed for a number of constituencies. For people who want to learn, of course, that's obvious. For lean leaders, and for organizations, in particular executives that need to learn about this, right? So you can access this 24/7, 365 days a year from anywhere on the globe at any time. They're short, self-paced lessons, videos, scenarios, and interactive knowledge checks. We have assessments. We have tests, okay, where you can score. You got to get an 80% to pass. You can retake these assessments or tests at any time. I mentioned any language. And the training is always available to you. When the consultant leaves, the training is gone. With this, let's just say, for example, you're in standard work and you got kind of stuck on tack time and you want to go back and retake that part of standard work that talks about tack time. Okay, you pull up your training, you go in and you retake the lesson. Okay, so that training's available to you all the time. What I've learned with consulting, and we're no different, is the consulting that we deliver in person is usually to, let's say, 20 people out of a company of 800. Okay. And once the training's done, you're gone. Yeah, you might leave back some presentations and all that, but the training is gone. Okay. So, what we like about this is that if you're running a Kaizen, let's just say, for example, you're doing single minute exchange or die, you're doing a Kaizen. So, you might say, hey, look, for the participants on that Kaizen team, they have to take the SMED module, they also have to take Intro to Lean. And let's say 5S and Kanban, because all those are related. You got to remember, all these tools are one big Venn diagram. None of them stand by themselves. Okay. But you may assign those four courses so that when you come in on Monday to do the Kaizen, The training is done. You might do a little bit of overview for an hour, okay? Ask questions and get clarification. But you can spend more time in the Gemba and not in the classroom. One of the things that drove our consultants nuts at Chingajitsu, Iwata and Nikao particular, was the amount of time we were in conference rooms. And they would kick us out saying, this is not where Kaizen happens. No conference room Kaizen, get out on the floor. So you spend more time in the Gemba because all the training is done up front, okay, on their time, all right? It's built on the fundamentals of TPS and the Danaher Business System. Real-world examples, hands-on learning, and I'll talk about this in a bit, live workshops with me for anybody who subscribes to the program, okay? So you're going to increase your value, your speed to value, which is really key. You're going to have one standard across the globe that everybody's learning the same content. It won't vary based on consultant X or consultant Y. I've seen so many disparities. Hey, a consultant came in and told us that takt time doesn't really apply until we do Kanban. Believe it or not, I heard that once. Insane. Insane things that I've heard from these consultants that are out there that people seem to hand hire at different points in time. You'll get one standard. Hey, lean's all about standards, right? So this is a standard across, regardless of language. Okay. You could track your completion, the progress of everybody signed up on the program, how much time they spent, their test scores. All right. You can organize it by site, by department, by team, by company, any which way. All right. We have a KPI dashboard, which I'm not going to show you today, but we have a KPI dashboard to be able to show you how to manage this from an administrative perspective. And you could run it on our learning management system at Lean Horizons, or you can run it on your own learning management system. Either way, okay. And anybody who's subscribed, new courses that we add will be available to you at no extra cost, okay, with every subscription. Okay. I want to introduce you to a lady that I named Kaizen Kathy. She is our avatar, if you will. And we picked her because she seems to fit in a lot of genres. In some sense, she might be considered Asian. She might be considered European, American. She might be considered Hispanic. She has that look about her that kind of crosses a lot of different geographies, if you will. Okay. So, Kaizen Kathy, and she will speak your language, all right, if you so choose, is your facilitator. Now, this course, in what we learned a long time ago, is everybody learns differently. So, this academy addresses all the different learning styles: visual, auditory. Some people like to read about it. Yeah, you got that. And kinesthetic. You'll be actually moving things around, doing matching on the test. There's several different types of test questions, matching, multiple choice, pick all that apply, match column A to column B. There's all kinds of things that keep people active in this training so that they are engaged in this. All right. How many times have you been in training where you're just zoning out thinking about what am I going to have for dinner tonight? Or what am I doing this weekend? Or whether or not your favorite, team is going to win this weekend. Okay. So it happens to all of us. We're human, right? And the nice part about this is you can cut it off if that happens and pick right back up where you left off. But Kaizen Kathy will facilitate throughout this, and she does a pretty good job, if I don't say so myself. Okay. Everybody who subscribes will be. I will be available to you on a set schedule to answer any questions you might have about the training, whatever your challenges might be. Hey, Mark, we try to put a Kanban in and it didn't work. And here's a scenario. Can you give us some thoughts on that? I will be available once a month for that. Right now, we're scheduling a 3-hour webinar to do this. It may extend depending on the demand. Okay. But this is not a sales call. This is not me trying to get a consulting proposal with you. This is me generally trying to help you with your challenges. Okay. And like I said, I have four almost next year will be 4 decades of me involved directly with Lean, 100% of the time. Okay. And I've had a lot of experience with successful Lean transformations. I've also had a lot of experience, as I said earlier, making a lot of mistakes. Matter of fact, my last episode, episode 87, was the 12 things I'd do differently if I had to, design the Danaher business system all over again. Okay. I've been in dozens of industries: logging, fracking, oil and gas, pharmaceutical, medical, healthcare. You name the manufacturing, most likely I've done it. Okay. Insurance, financial services, process-based business, services-type businesses, rental companies, equipment rental companies. I mean, you name the business. I probably am missing a few. We've done it. Okay. So what I've got to see is how all of this applies to different, types of businesses and cultures. Matter of fact, the Danaher itself was a very diverse company. We did all kinds of things. We made periscopes, we made hand tools, we made environmental controls. Name the process, we did it. Whether it's plating, heat treat, surface mount, wave soldering, PC board assembly, machining, CNC, lathes, extruding, injection molding, galvanizing, plating, name the process. We had it at Danaher, which was a great opportunity for me to learn in all those different environments. One of the things sometimes you see with people coming out of an industry is that they only see an industry one way. Okay. And, when that happens, you don't have the experience and the wherewithal to be able to pivot into somebody else's sandbox, if you will. Okay. So I'll be available for you there for anybody who is an active subscriber to the system. So that's it. I think I covered most of the key features of this. So we'd love to have you visit leanhorizonsacademy.com. There's the website. On that, there's a contact. You can request an appointment for a demonstration. You can contact me directly if you'd like at mark.deluzio@leanhorizons.com or at mark@lean911.com, whatever is easier for you. Okay. But we look forward to, working with you, and we look forward to getting you on board because, again, the main issue with this. The main purpose of this is to leave a legacy where when I'm gone, and who knows when that would be, that I've affected somebody's life in the spirit of the purity of Taiichi Ohno. And you'll see I'm a big guy on basics. Basics, basics. Basics. And I've done an episode. I think the first episode this year in 2026 was let's make this year a return to the basics because we are going haywire with all the consulting inventions that are out there today. Look, I'm not saying that the Toyota production system can't be improved. And I'm not saying that the Danaher business system can't be improved. Sure, they're all, subjects of, they're not immune to Kaizen. We'd be hypocrites if we didn't think so, right? So I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is there are some fundamentals that aren't being done today that no matter what you invent and whatever you want to say you want to improve in that regard, isn't going to work if you're not doing the basics. In particular, standards and problem solving, standard work and problem solving. How many companies are so ill-equipped in those two areas? And I've done episodes on this. I think I've got 8 or 10 episodes on various aspects of problem solving because it's that important. Okay. And if you don't have a standard, and this is Tashiono said, without a standard, improvement is impossible. How many of you don't have standards? Just ask yourself that question today. The next time you go in and address an issue in your company, the very first question you should ask is there a standard? I know I'm getting a little bit haywire and a little off track here, but I'm so passionate about making sure people see this in the proper context. Okay. And again, I'm not saying I'm always right. I've proven to myself that I've been wrong at times, but I'm more right than not. And this content, Lean Horizons Academy, is going to give you the purity of what I've been taught by the guys that were the hands-on lieutenants for Tashiono, who implemented the Toyota production system, who made mistakes at Toyota when it was being developed. Okay. I'm going back to the 50s. Okay. And most of these guys are gone now. Iwata is gone. Nakao, I believe, is in his mid to late 80s. Okay. So we're talking a long time ago, okay, into the 60s when this whole thing was being developed at Toyota, right? So let me stop there and say to you, we would really love to have you on board on this. We'll do a demonstration. You can test it and take a look at it and see how this whole thing works. And we really hope that we can, get you on board. Okay. Mark at lean911.com. You can get me at my Lean Horizons at mark.deluzio@leanhorizons.com. And again, check out Lean Horizons Academy, all one word, .com. Leanhorizonsacademy.com. Go on there, request a demo, fill out the contact form, and we'll get back to you with a calendar invite so you can schedule a demo with us, and we'll be off to the races. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and look forward to seeing you. And last but not least, stay lean. Bye bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Lean 911 podcast. I'll be happy to address your questions or feedback on future episodes. Email me at mark@lean911.com. You can check out our other episodes by visiting our website at lean911.com, our YouTube channel, wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your host, Mark DeLuzio. Thanks for listening.